From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Alaska, he's known as Uncle Ted, a fixture in politics for more than 50 years, since before statehood. Today, Republican Senator Ted Stevens stands indicted for concealing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gifts received from an oil services company. This is Acting Assistant Attorney General William Friedrich speaking to reporters in Washington.
The gifts Senator Stevens is alleged to have received include substantial amounts of material and labor used in the renovation of a private residence, which Senator Stevens and his wife owned, located in the town of Girdwood, Alaska. These renovations are alleged to have included the addition of a new first floor with multiple bedrooms and a bathroom, as well as a finished full basement.
The indictment goes on to detail other items Senator Stevens allegedly received, including furniture, a tool cabinet, and a new Viking range. NPR's Martin Costi is covering the story, and Martin, explain to us what crimes this indictment outlines.
Well, what the government is charging Senator Stevens with here is concealing the fact that he was receiving these gifts, or so they say, that they allege he was receiving these gifts and that he failed to disclose the gifts as is required of a senator on his annual financial disclosure forms. They say in the indictment that some of these exchanges were quite complex. For example, a few years ago, he had an old Mustang, a 64 Mustang, and he allegedly told the oil company executives that he'd like a newer car, and they exchanged a new Land Rover for that Mustang. He gave them some money, some $5,000 along with the Mustang. He got a new Land Rover, but really he got the better end of that deal since the Land Rover was worth a lot more. So it was these kinds of sort of complex gift situations, and none of them, they say, were properly disclosed the way they were supposed to be in his Senate disclosure forms.
Now, I want to make sure I understand something. Ted Stevens is not accused of bribery.
No, this is about disclosure, about disclosing those gifts. The Justice Department is very clear here. They are not accusing Senator Stevens of a quid pro quo, of doing favors for these executives in exchange for these gifts. Presumably, they simply don't have the evidence to make that case. So what this is all about is his failure, they allege, to disclose the gifts.
Now, the Justice Department has said that Ted Stevens will not be arrested. He will be allowed to turn himself in. Any reaction from the senator today?
Yes, he issued a formal statement. He said he was saddened to learn of the charges, and he said very clearly, "I have never knowingly submitted a false disclosure form required by law as a U.S. senator," end quote. In the past, he has angrily sometimes denied any wrongdoing in relationship to these investigations. Last summer, he said that he had paid all the invoices relating to the remodeling on his house. He'd paid all the invoices that had been presented to him, he said. So he's been very clear to say that he does not believe he's done anything wrong here.
How did this investigation begin?
Well, the feds say they've been looking into this for about 4 years, but it really burst into the consciousness of Alaskans 2 years ago when federal agents raided the offices of six state legislators. That was quite a shock to the system in Alaska. Since then, this investigation has yielded five indictments of legislators. Three of them have already been on trial and convicted, and the whole thing has sort of been escalating slowly, and everyone in Alaska has been asking themselves, will this reach the highest heights in Alaska, which would be Senator Ted Stevens?
Ted Stevens has generally faced very easy elections, but even before the indictments, it sounds like Stevens was facing a much tougher race this year.
He was certainly facing more of a challenge than he has in the past. Mark Begich, the son of a former congressman, a pretty prominent name in Alaska, has challenged him on the Democratic side. I think most Alaskans would have predicted that he still would have won pretty easily, or at least would have won with some confidence this year, despite the fact that he's been under a cloud. The fact that now he's been indicted may change things, but he is still Ted Stevens. He's the man who's been there for Alaska. He's been a friend to Native groups. He's brought back millions of dollars to his home state. He's a man with incredible political strength in Alaska, and I think it would be premature to write him off.
Thank you, Martin.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Martin Costi.